From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire in the contested northern city Aleppo, where violence has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. The local truce will be extended through Wednesday. Monday saw continued fighting between government forces and their allies and rebels near the city, a strategic prize for both sides. In Paris Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. and Russia are trying to salvage that nationwide cessation of hostilities.
Today, the Russian Federation and the United States released, as co-chairs of the International Syria Support Group, and shared with all of our colleagues a document that will reinstate a nationwide cessation of hostilities, as well as calls on the full delivery of humanitarian assistance according to the UN Security Council Resolution 2254.
The ceasefires do not cover the militant groups Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, or the Islamic State. Ivory Coast's former First Lady, Simone Gbagbo, went on trial Monday in Abidjan, charged with crimes against humanity in the wake of post-election violence following the 2010 contested election that her husband, Laurent Gbagbo, lost to incumbent Alassane Ouattara.
Je tiens à vous dire que Mme Simone Gbagbo est très nationaliste et que si elle doit être jugée par une cour
Gbagbo's lawyer, Rodrigue Dagé, said his client prefers to be tried before an Ivorian court, even though she's convinced that court will condemn her and is not acting independently. Ivorian authorities have refused to extradite her to The Hague to face the International Criminal Court, where her husband's trial resumed Monday. More than 3,000 people died as a result of that post-election violence. This is VOA News. A controversial Philippines mayor appears to have easily won the presidency. With nearly all votes from Monday's ballot counted, 71-year-old Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte was way ahead of his nearest rival, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas. Duterte has gained notoriety for his often profanity-filled speeches and for advocating fighting crime by, among other things, executing criminals. That's raised alarm bells among rights groups. But Fred Bagdalida, a Philippines political expert at the University of Hawaii, does not see a return to the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos.
It's a different kind of strongman rule. It's something that you find in many places in the Philippines, the so-called Orang Bisar, which is a phenomenon that you also see in the Muslim world, in Southeast Asia, Malaysia, Indonesia, for example. Of course, there are extreme forms, but I think Duterte would be a kind of strongman who would do away from the footsteps of Ferdinand Marcos.
Meanwhile, Marcos's son is in a tight race for vice president. Thousands of national and local election seats were being contested Monday. A U.S. Navy warship carried out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday. The USS William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied ferry Cross Reef to challenge excessive maritime claims. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said the ship entered Chinese waters illegally. The move threatened peace and stability in the region. In Brazil, the Senate is preparing impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff, rejecting a decision by the acting Speaker of the lower house, who tried to annul that vote. If a trial is approved, Ms. Rousseff's tenure would be suspended. Vice President Michel Temer would take over.
Eu vou lutar com todos os instrumentos.
The Brazilian leader Monday vowed to use all the instruments at her disposal to impede what she called the illegal interruption of her mandate. Ms. Rousseff accused of manipulating state funds to hide the state of the country's finances during her 2014 re-election campaign. A Mexican judge has ruled that drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman can be extradited to face charges in the United States. A final decision lies with the foreign ministry. A list backed by mainstream candidates won municipal elections in Lebanon despite a challenge by grassroots groups that hope to shake up the political system. An alliance backed by former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and other senior politicians announced they won all 24 seats in the Beirut municipality. South Africa's unemployment rate jumped in the first year's quarter to 26.7%, the highest rate since 2008. The news comes as the government tries to convince major credit ratings agencies not to downgrade Pretoria's rating. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.